Well, hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's something on your mind, a question you'd like to pose, a good opportunity right now because the lines are wide open at 844-322-2742. That, of course, good as always in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Yesterday we asked the question, how would you answer this question? What must I do to inherit eternal life? And that's what the rich young ruler had asked Jesus. And Jesus responded with, well, you know the commandments, and then listed out five. And the rich young ruler said, well, I've kept all of those from my youth. And Jesus said, well, you still have something lacking. And what you need to do is sell all that you have and distribute the proceeds to the poor. And the guy said, well, that's just too much. I can't do that. To which Jesus said, it's very hard for the rich to inherit eternal life. Why? Because their identity is tied to their possessions. Mm-hmm. Their wealth has defined them, and they don't want to give up on who they are. But Jesus has said numerous times, if you want to gain life, you have to lose your life. You have to lose that old identity so that you can grab a hold of this new identity in Christ Jesus. So we asked that question, and so many people, I think over 40 or 50, responded with an answer on our Facebook page. And it was exciting to see. Everyone was talking about the grace of God. Simply receive Jesus Christ. That's how we inherit eternal life. We can't earn it. We can't do anything to gain it. It's all a gift of grace from Jesus Christ himself. And so I was excited to see that. Now, what's the result? Well, the result is this, that in Christ, through faith in Christ, we become justified. And as a result of being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have peace with God, and that is so wonderful. Now, what is peace with God? Well, peace with God is the opposite of war or dissension. So when we were enemies of God, we were alienated from God, and we were hostile toward him in our own minds.
Yes.
And why were we hostile? Because of our evil behavior. We felt God was going to punish us. We felt that God was angry with us. We didn't know that he actually loved us. And so when we receive this good news of Jesus, when we receive Jesus, we're no longer at war or at odds with God. We're on the same page. We're in harmony with him. That's what it means to be at peace with God. And to take that even further, it reaches down into these very souls of ours, and it brings us to this tranquil state within our souls. And with that is this strong assurance of our salvation, and that there's nothing to fear as far as our sins are concerned, that God has already dealt with them in Christ Jesus. Now, that's such good news. Now, this gets to some of the things that we've discussed in the book of Hebrews, mm-hmm. that it's the blood of Jesus that cleanses the conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Well, that's what it means to be at peace with God. I'm no longer at war with him. I'm not an enemy of his. We're on the same page. My soul is at rest. My soul is at peace. I have an assurance of salvation. So now I'm free from that dead religion, from those dead works. My conscience has been cleansed from those. And now I have the freedom to serve the living God and to enjoy this relationship with him. I think it also ties to what John was saying to us in his first letter, that the perfect love of God cast out fear. And fear has to do with punishment. So all of these things are tied together. If we're at peace with God, what it means is that the perfect love of God has cast out our fear of God. And then It means that our consciences have been cleansed once and for all so that we can serve the living God. That's what we call freedom. That's what we call liberation. And yes, that's the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ that justifies us, declares us right in God's sight. And so if you're struggling with experiencing peace in your life, it begins right here. It begins with knowing that the gospel justifies you, declares you righteous in the sight of God. When you know that, something happens deep within the soul. It brings you to that state of tranquility, and that's where freedom is, to walk by faith in the risen Christ. So this is a powerful, powerful, life-changing truth. If you've been justified by faith, then you have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
And that's a good place to be, at peace with Him. It is Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us. And as we've noted, this month we reach the end of yet another fiscal year, and exceeding our budget needs will help us to ensure that together we can take this new covenant message to new areas and to new listeners. But first, we need to meet that budget. So we have a little over 2 weeks to go before the end of the fiscal year, and we still have a way to go just to meet the budget. And that's why we're asking you to step up at this time and help get Basic Gospel across the finish line and go beyond even. Others need to hear the truth of the gospel of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, about His love, His grace, and His life. Just click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742, or at basicgospel.net. Help us not only reach, but go far beyond the budget in this fiscal year. And those of you who are listening in Canada, you can go to basicgospel.net/Canada to make your donation.
Well, thanks, Bob. And for our listeners out there, we're not asking you to do a whole bunch unless that's what's on your heart. We're just asking a lot of you to do a little.
Yeah.
So a gift of $25, a gift of $50, a gift of $100 will go a long way in helping us meet our budget and keep this message going out through the airwaves and through this program called Basic Gospel. So if you've never joined with us, we encourage you to do so right now. It's an exciting thing to participate in the grace of giving. It's an exciting thing to know that the dollars that you are investing in the gospel of Jesus Christ are really connecting people all over the world to the love of Christ.
Yeah.
And that is life-changing. I mean, you are alleviating spiritual problems and meeting spiritual needs in the hearts of people through your gifts. So don't look at it as just, a simple little thing of $25. That, in God's hand, is a powerful, powerful gift that can be used to impact people in eternal ways. So join with us. If you can, give a gift today, $25, $50, $100. If you have in your heart to give more, give that.
Yeah.
But do whatever God has placed in your heart. And let's meet this target. Let's actually shatter it. Let's let the momentum that we've built up through the year continue and move us right into our new fiscal year.
Sounds good to me, Bob. Again, friends, donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. A lot of times we neglect to give the physical address. I'll give that right now. It's to Basic Gospel. The address is 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310 in Louisville, Texas. Not Louisville, but Louisville, Texas, 75057. Once again, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk to Mary Jo. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello. I was trying to explain to my friend that when we trust in Christ, we rest from our works just the same as Christ rested from His, and that's really all I could say, and I really have trouble understanding it myself. Could you explain it?
Well, certainly, Mary Jo, and that's a very important question, and I think what you've said to your friend is spot on, because you're actually quoting the Word of God, Hebrews chapter 4. So in quoting the Word of God, you're just putting the Word out there and allowing the Word to do its work in a person's life. So hats off to you on that, Mary Jo, for delivering the Word of God into your friend's life. Now, as far as what that means to rest from your works as Jesus has rested from his, we do a lot to try to appease God. We do a lot to try to gain forgiveness. We do a lot to try to please him. And all of those flow from human effort. These are our works that we're offering up to God in order for him to love and accept us. So when we recognize that Jesus has already done those works, then we can lay those aside. We can rest from those and simply be grateful and thankful for the work that Jesus has done on our behalf. And that's what it means to rest from our works. So there's a lot of people out there, and we talked about this at the top of the hour, that are engaged in dead religious works. And they're dead because there's no life at the source of them. It's just from our own dead spirits. And so we're trying through those dead works to bring life to us, and it just can't be done. And so we need to rest from that and simply receive what Christ has already provided for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. So that's what it means to rest, and that's what's called the Sabbath rest in the Word of God. And it's simply through faith, by trusting, by believing in what Christ has already accomplished. Does that make sense, Mary Jo?
Yes, it does, but I'll have to get the CD because I'll have to listen to it over and over again because, like you say, repetition is the mother of all learning.
Well, that's right, Mary Jo, and let me put you on hold, and we'll make sure we get this a copy of this program to you, okay?
Okay, well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Jo.
All right.
844-322-2742. We have a line open for you if you'd like to call. 844-322-2742.
Let's go to Independence, Kansas, and talk with Laban today. Hi, Laban.
Hello. How in the world are y'all?
Doing fantastic. Nice to hear from
Great.
You.
Great. Well, good to talk to you. I've been, for all year, I've been working till 3:30, and so I catch you if I can. I've been listening on WDWD on iHeartRadio.
Oh, fantastic.
And that's great. And so anyway, in that connection, I want to shout out to some of the people I haven't met yet, but I consider them friends at North Point Community Church in Atlanta. I've been going to church online with them, and the message that they get about the brand new covenant, it goes along so beautifully with what I've been learning through you guys for the last 30 years. And it's wonderful to hear that message coming from, you know, more than one direction.
Different places, absolutely.
Yes. But no, your comment about justification, it just has amazed me through the years seeing how quickly people get defensive. And, you know, you ask a question, and they get defensive, let alone make an accusation. And that idea that our consciences are cleansed is so audacious. You know, I mean, like we get the message that you know, God's really ticked off about our sins, and totally lose the fact that we're justified by faith, not by what we do. And your comment about the dead works, you know, we think, oh, that's dead works, like sinful works. No, you when you read that, it's the dead works of, you know, the do this, do that to impress God. And that's not the way God works.
Yeah, and those don't work either.
Yeah.
Those aren't effective.
Right.
It's like Mahatma Gandhi said toward the end of his life, that I feel further away from God right now than when I first started. And there was a man devoted to his religion, very pure in his devotion. But that devotion did not draw him close to God. He felt distant to God. Why? Because he knew his own heart. And so we have to have a heart change. We have to have a heart transformation. And that's what happens through new birth. We're given a new heart. And with this new heart, we're at peace with God. Our souls are in that tranquil state that is coupled with this strong assurance that our salvation is secure. And right. Boy, that just liberates us. That's the cleansing of the conscience. And that's what we're all wanting and desiring. Well, we can't cleanse our own consciences. We can't do enough to get them clean. We try to scrub. We try to do everything that we can. But at the end of the day, they're still dirty. And so we need somebody from outside of us who is greater than us, Jesus Christ himself, who has poured out his blood for us as the cleansing agent to be the one to cleanse us from the inside out. And that's exactly what he's done. And in so doing, we come to that point where we know we have peace with God and that we are right with God. That's the power of the gospel. That's what he wants for all of us to experience. Quit trying to cleanse yourself and just let the blood of Jesus do its work in you.
Or justify yourself by comparing yourself to someone else.
That doesn't work either, does it?
Yeah.
Multitude of ways we try to justify ourselves, make excuses, etc.
Yeah. I love the word you used early on, and you used it because people have used it as an accusation, and that is audacious. But that's exactly what this message is audacious.
Yes.
The idea
Absolutely.
That
yeah.
God would do something for us that we can't do for ourselves is audacious. And when you finally accept that, and you find yourself doing some of the same behaviors you used to do in the past where you were trying to gain acceptance, you're now doing them because you are accepted. Somebody who hasn't accepted this audacious message will never understand the change. This inside-out reality is just too important to leave laying on the floor without defense and without being audacious in proclaiming it. So I love that word.
Yeah. Well, I love you guys.
Well, Laban, great to hear from you, and
yes,
glad
indeed.
You're tuned in on iHeartRadio to WDWD. Yes. That's fantastic.
That's great. Yeah.
All right, Laban.
I missed you. All right.
All right. Bye-bye, my friend.
Richard, talk to our listeners a little bit about this end of our fiscal year and the need for support.
Well, it's just as simple as business. We have bills, we pay bills, and we know that God has worked through hundreds and hundreds of people who listen to us every day to faithfully support this message. In reality, they are part of this message. They are making it possible for people to hear this audacious word about Jesus and come to faith in him and discover the peace and joy and love that are available only in him. And so, as we come to the end of this fiscal year, of course we want to meet our budget. It's the only fair way to do this. The people that serve us deserve to be paid. We pay them, and we appreciate your help in doing so. But the key is not just eking our way through.
Right. Yes.
The key is that we recognize the potential out there, the audience that has yet to hear. Let's get to them. Let's share this message with them, and let's blow the lid off of this end-of-year thing.
So, friends, come on and join us. So you can do that by clicking Donate at BasicGospel.net, by phoning your gift to 844-322-2742, or by sending a check through the mail, the regular mail, to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. 75057. Any way is a great way to support this message and this ministry, Basic Gospel. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. A question from Elmer, very simple. Is there a biblical answer about the existence of different races?
Well, what we see in the Word of God is, you know, a wonderful truth, and I think if we would really embrace this, it would help as far as our relationships one to another. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't see so many differences instead of dividing over those differences as far as skin color and culture and all those various things. We would actually embrace them as one of the beautiful things of God's creation. So in Acts 17, we see a great truth, and it is simply this, that God made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place. And what that's saying is that there's really just one race. It's called the human race. Mm-hmm. And within that human race, there's a lot of diversity. And that's wonderful, and that's beautiful, and we should embrace that diversity. But it also means that at the core of every single one of us, we're all the same. Yes. We all have the same longings. We all desire to know God. We all want to experience forgiveness. We all want to know that we're right with God. We all want to love and be loved. We all want to experience unconditional acceptance. We all want to have some purpose in life. We want to know why we're here. And that's common to all of us. And that's why the gospel is for all people. And in Christ, there are no divisions. There's no Jew or Gentile, slave or free. There's none of that. We're all just one in Christ. And so there's just one race. It's called the human race. And when we embrace that truth and recognize that the God who died for me in Christ is the same God that died for somebody that looks different than me.
Yeah. Yes.
But at the very heart, as that book title is, he's the same kind of different as I am. And so we need to recognize that.
Very quick question from Karen as we close the broadcast today. She says, I've heard there's something called common grace. Can you please explain it for me?
Well, common grace is somewhat of a theological term that is really tied to Reformed doctrine. It's something that they use quite often, but it's really a simple concept. It's just the common grace that is available to all mankind. So as we see in the scripture, God reigns on the just and the unjust alike. Mm-hmm. Well, that's common grace. And so there's things out there that we all have just because of God's benevolence, God's goodness to his creation. Now, there's saving grace, and that saving grace is in the person of Christ Jesus. So common grace is that the fact that the Lord is just good to all, he's compassionate to all, and we see it in how he meets our needs by providing the oxygen that we breathe, providing water. We live on a planet that has plenty of water and all of those things. That's a part of his common grace.
Yeah. We appreciate hearing from all of you. And if you have a question, drop us an email at bob@basicgospel.net. You can do that on our Facebook channel. A lot of good ways, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. Well, friends, Basic Gospel, as we've said, is listener-supported. And to keep this New Covenant message going out over the air and online, and to take it to new areas and new listeners who need to hear of the love, grace, and life of our Lord Jesus Christ, we need your help. Please join us and donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. And we thank you for your love and support of this ministry and the message of God's love. Again, that's basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. And for those of you listening in Canada, you can donate online at basicgospel.net/Canada. Once again, I'll give the physical address to Basic Gospel. That's 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. And remember, friends, if you have a question or something you'd like us to discuss here at Basic Gospel, 844-322-2742 is available anytime you choose to call. That's 844-322-2742. Well, for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, and we invite you to be back again tomorrow. We'll be here, and I hope you will too. Bye-bye.